pollution to postpone. Roger is always conscious of positive behaviors towards the environment. And he's not just posing, he really means it. For example, he only uses reused paper and envelopes for letters, which causes some trouble for the postmen. They sometimes can't find a place to put the sign, postage paid. Roger divides everything into two portions, reusable and non-reusable, and possesses only the former. The porter often sees him go out at night, carrying posters against pollution. Open his webpage, and you'll see a rubbish bin pop up, and a man dig into it fiercely. If you click the man, you'll see a portrait of Roger, whose pose looks a bit funny. Roger designed it with his portable computer. He postponed his trip abroad a few times, and the possibility is that he'll never make it, because travel, like flying, will cause damage to the environment. Next time you see a man portioning out handouts against nuclear weapons while dancing to pop or jazz, or pick up the rubbish in a pond in your neighborhood, go up and say, "Hello, you must be Roger."
Potential to pregnant. A man who suffered from poverty prayed to God every day. In his prayers he said, "Powerful Lord, please give me a farm, a house, a wife, and $800. Cash would be preferable." He thought he needed to be precise about what he wanted. Otherwise, God might give him the wrong thing. Although $500 would be enough for him, he took the precaution to ask for more, in case God would drive a hard bargain. His precision worked, and he got practically all he asked for, except the cash, of course, which he didn't predict. However, he didn't complain, fearing it might destroy his potential luck, because he knew God had far more potential than his preceding offer. Soon his wife became pregnant. 5 years later, he was the father of 6 daughters. Luckily, he had no preference for boys. But his good days also ended. He got up very early every day and worked very hard on his farm, milked the powder, fed the cakes, etc., and had to take care of his house, his wife, and his kids. He remembered reading this in the preface to a book, "Never bite off more than you can chew," and wished he had only asked for the cash.
Prejudice to prevail. Diana was still doing some preparation for her presentation, which was about prejudice against women. She was invited to make a preliminary statement at the next conference, where a lot of important people would be in presence. Although Diana had made countless speeches with presence of mind, she was still a bit nervous, knowing she had to speak in the presence of the First Lady. Diana used to work as a doctor, but presently she devoted all her time to improving working conditions for women. After prescribing medicines for my patients for years, I realized that there are problems that medicine can't cure. Diana decided her speech should start like this. A lot of women suffer from pressures, and they are pressured both at work and at home. Presumably, men figure it's because women are very emotional. And this belief prevails. But it's totally wrong, and it will prejudice the understanding of the real problem. Few people have realized that this issue is as important as preserving world peace, or rather, it's the necessary preliminary to world peace. She thought she'd make a pause at the preposition to, so she could grab the attention of the audience. She planned to conclude her speech by pointing out that men and women were able to coexist without prejudice to either side.
Previous to priority. A priest who'd also taught art in a local primary school made a trip to a primitive forest. He liked the primitives and decided to settle down there, and sent the principal a letter to inform her. She was a person with principle and always regarded work as the first priority. She couldn't bear to see him waste his prime like that, and wrote back trying to talk him into changing his mind. However, he replied by saying that he had already stated in his previous letter that primarily because he liked the free life in the forest, he wanted to stay there. The headmistress thought it was one of her principal duties to have her art teacher stay with the school, so she made up her mind to look for him in the forest. Prior to her departure, she bought plenty of food, hoping it could remind him of the benefits of living in the city. She then primed herself for this adventure and left. Once she was there, she learned that he had married the princess of the forest kingdom, whose prior husband had been killed in a battle, and was called the Hairy Prince. Before she returned home, she was treated to prime roasted hippopotamus steak.
Private 2 Profile. In the general's profile, people learn something about his private life. He started his military profession as a private. At first, it never occurred to him that he would become a professional army man. And it was probable that when he was in his 30s, he first decided to proceed with his military career. Before that, he had dreamed to working as a professional. He admitted to his friends in private that being a general had a lot of privileges, but what he enjoyed best was when he inspected his procession, because to him, it was a process full of pride. He was looking forward to retiring from the army soon. His application was processed and was under the necessary procedure. He said he was going to live on a farm and make a living by selling dairy products. He also planned to profile some famous people he knew.
Profit to proportion. In order to generate more profits, the company is promoting a new project called Progressive Authors Management. The following is a notice to all employees. Because working hours are part of the company's property, it is prohibited to waste time at work. In future, it will no longer accept a doctor's statement as proof of sickness. If you can go to the doctor, you are able to come to work. Also, the lunch break will be canceled, as the proportion of non-working hours to working hours is too large, and payment will be made in proportion to work done, not to the time taken. All employees should be prompt at work, and prominent prompts like run, run will be used as reminders. Objects that project will be removed from offices to make running easier. Considering that too much time is wasted in the restroom, in future everyone will follow the alphabet to wait for his, her, to save time and space, the pronoun it should be used instead, turn to go. For example, those whose names start with A will go from 8 o'clock to 8:15, and so on. Therefore, we encourage wearing waterproof clothes. We believe this new method will greatly prompt working performance, and thus profit both the company and the employees.
Proportional to hub. A young man with a common psychological need fell in love with a girl from a prosperous family. But when he proposed to her, the father laughed at his proposal. He said, "I can't see any prospect of happiness if my daughter marries you. You're so poor. I'm just being protective of her happiness. But I'll marry her to you, provided you can come up with $1,000,000. And against his daughter's protest, the father shut the door in the young man's face. The young man was provoked, and he knew the father wouldn't change his mind, even if his girlfriend protested. He wanted to break in and take her away, but after prospecting around the house, he found it was under solid protection. So he went to a pub, hoping alcohol would make him feel better. An old man approached him and asked why he looked so unhappy. After the young man told his story, the old man said, "I can help you achieve your prosperity," and went on to tell him how to win money in card games. The young man then borrowed some money from the old man, packed some provisions, and went to another province. And he was also good at reading people's minds. He managed to win all the card games. He returned with a huge sum of money, paid the old man back, plus some interest that was proportional to what was borrowed, and went to the girl's house. They got married the next day and later opened a factory manufacturing plant protein.
Publication to puzzle. There was a lot of publicity about the publication of the author's new book. Prior to this one, he had published 199 other books, all bestsellers. Book reviewers thought his books read a bit like Shakespeare, a bit like James Joyce, and a bit like Stephen King, although actually they were a bit of everything. This puzzled them, and besides, no one had seen the author before. Journalists tried to pursue his life but failed, so he remained a puzzle. Eventually, people got so curious about him that they said they had purchased his books, paying good money from their purses, and therefore had the right to meet the guy who produced their purchases. The author finally agreed to show up at a press conference so people could find out the answer they had tried to puzzle out. Everyone invited was punctual, and they were all so excited that they could feel their pulse pulsing wildly, as if someone was pumping their blood with a pump. However, there was no sign of the author, just a computer of a purple color. The publisher told his astonished audience that the computer, they called it Deep Purple, was the author. He punched the keyboard, and with that single punch, the computer started to write like mad.
Qualification to quote. It was the night before tickets were to be available for the football grand final. Spirits were high, and the long queue had developed outside the ticket office. Fans had waited all year, hoping their team would qualify for this big event, and were now prepared to queue overnight in the hope that they could see this qualification lead to a victory. To fill in time, some would quiz the opposing fans about their team's achievements and failures, or conduct a quiz to see who knew the most about players. Others preferred to read the football club's magazine so they could quote statistics or read a quotation by a favorite player. Occasionally, somebody would appear to quit the lineup, but return soon after, when they risked being accused of jumping the queue. The only person who didn't seem happy to be there was the hot dog man, whose quote for operating the stand didn't enable him to earn enough income to buy a ticket.
Rabbit to railway. People might not know that there are racial issues among animals, too. For instance, rabbits are constantly attacked because they have ugly lips and nibble at carrots. Wolves, who are known as radicals, have rallied against them, calling them troublemakers, and believe that they cause all disasters, including nuclear radiation and pollution. Once a wolf was killed while crossing the railway line. Wolves blamed these long ears and made a raid on them out of rage. Wolves raided their kitchen and robbed the food on the racks, then chased them off the railroad. Other animals didn't really agree with the wolves' radical ideas, but they were afraid wolves would cross the rail and attack them too, so they didn't say a thing. Not long after that, wolves detected through their radar that those ugly animals were back again. Wolves raged and decided to get rid of them completely, so they had a hearty meal, ears and all. They told other animals that they were racked by the noise these carrot nibblers made and had to do what seemed necessary.
Rainbow to reaction. Carrie was said to have lost his mind. He simply couldn't come to any rational judgments, and the way he reacted towards others was rarely normal. He never used an umbrella on rainy days, but wore a raincoat in the sun. He reported seeing a rainbow in the night sky and pretended to be a rat. The rate of his speech was extremely fast, and the range of his food was confined only to raw vegetables. He said he didn't belong to the rank and file, but was a man of rank. Even the doctors couldn't do anything about it, and rated this case an incurable rare disease. They admitted that, at this rate, we have no idea what he is capable of. The doctors were right. The next day, Carrie was seen at a rally in the Raw, and he insisted that he be ranked the best dressed. People's reactions ranged from annoyance to amusement, and the ratio of the two was roughly 1-3. Fortunately, after he stopped watching TV, he rallied, because he watched too many of Jim Carrey's movies.
Reader to receiver. Some people think censorship is necessary, while others don't agree. They say that readers should be exposed to the reality, and in reality, no one lives in an ideal realm free of evil things. So books can help people to become more realistic. Besides, most writers are just being realistic. It's true that some people would more readily embrace bad influence, but to be reasonable, one has to admit that reading itself has nothing to do with it. This activity should be encouraged. There is a guy who used to be a rebel in his teens until one day he fell in love with books. He suddenly changed into another person, his teacher recalls, and he no longer rebelled about what his teacher said. Now he's a farmer, rearing cows, and whenever he's got time, he'll read in the garden at the rear of his house. He always keeps a couple of books in the rear seat of his car, and even when he's walking his dogs, he'll bring up the rear while reading. Sometimes he is so engaged in a book that he'll pick up the receiver but forget whom he wants to call. Each month the bookstore sends him a bill, and it's always a large sum. His wife had a heart attack after she looked at one receipt and died soon after. So now he is only married to his books.
Recently, to reference. The country is suffering from a recession. Recently, some economists recommended a solution. They reckoned if people had more holidays, they'll have more time to spend money, and consequently, the recovery of the economy would be achieved. This recommendation was recognized by the government, and a new policy aimed at large reductions of working hours was implemented. Most people welcomed the idea, because they now had more time for recreation. A woman who bought a recorder in a shop told the reporter that thanks to the new policy, she was able to do more shopping and spend more money. But of course, there were no references to what the husband said. Some newspapers also pointed out that as workers were working fewer hours, businesses needed to recruit more recruits, which helped to solve the unemployment problem as well. A few economists, who then reckoned with the negative effects, developed the view that with reference to all major problems in the nation's economy, this was not a long-term way out. However, there was no sign to indicate a favorable reception to their ideas. Instead, they were accused of being jealous of the recognition their fellow economists received.
Refine to reject. Sylvia, together with 30 other volunteers, works in a refugee camp located in the region of the border. In order to regulate the camp, there are a lot of regulations. The residents are all registered regarding their sex, age, and health status. However, as more and more people arrive in the region, some reforms are taking place. The authorities now constantly reform the register and refine the process, so they won't reject anyone who needs help. They also ask international organizations to reinforce the supply of food and medicine. But one thing concerning them is that sometimes they get rejects from suppliers who try to make more profits regardless of the possible harm it could do. Sylvia wrote to the headquarters and reflected on the problem. Her reflection received prompt feedback. In future, for supplies that do not meet their requirements, refusal will be the only response. Sylvia works long hours in the camp and doesn't have enough rest to refresh herself. There are other difficulties too, but she is determined to carry on regardless.
Relate to remedy. A small poor country finally realized that aid from a rich and powerful country was the only remedy for its economy. And the only way to get aid was to declare war against this country and be destroyed. Then the rich country poured in a lot of money to help rebuild their country. So the president announced that religious ceremonies were illegal and that no one was allowed to believe in any religion. The rich country's media immediately made some harsh remarks about it. And in their remarks, they pointed out that it was relevant to human rights and demanded that the president be relieved of his position. When the small country refused to release some foreign journalists they captured, their relationship with the rich country broke down. And, of course, they were reluctant to remedy the situation. Instead, they claimed that they had worked out their own atomic bomb with the help of the theory of relativity. This was a remarkable event, and the rich country's government realized that it couldn't rely on diplomatic approaches anymore. When the president of the small country learned through reliable sources that the rich country would soon attack them, he sighed with relief. A newsreader related this important news that night. Everyone relaxed.
Remote Republican. A man appeared at a small town in a remote region, and upon arrival, phoned the local newspaper telling them that he was the Republican presidential candidate. A local reporter questioned why they'd never heard of him. To this, the man answered that it was because he had been made the replacement candidate just a couple of days earlier. He seemed to be a representative example of what people thought was an ideal candidate, handsome, smartly dressed, and very charming. The mayor, a Republican himself, representing the local government, brought the visitor a dinner. Monica, the mayor's daughter, was present and fell in love with him. The man said that he wanted to rent a place there to relax and clear his mind as he prepared for the coming election. The mayor rendered some assistance and managed to get him the best house in town for no rent, too. The man thanked him repeatedly, and then asked if they could also replace the furniture, or at least renew the finish on some of it. But after removal of the furniture, he said he preferred the original setting and asked workers to reproduce the original effect. They were annoyed by the repetition of his requests, so they complained to a representative of the federal government, who told them that it wasn't an election year that year.
Reputation to resort. Next to a reservoir is a holiday resort that is part of a reserve alongside a village located in a valley resembling an axe. It's so popular with holidaymakers that even if you reserve a room, you might not be able to keep your reservation if you arrive late. However, recently, some holidaymakers have complained that residents in the nearby area blocked the way and charged tourists money to walk through their village. Attempts to stop this practice met with resistance from the resident population of the area. They apparently resisted because they didn't want to lose the opportunity of making easy money from the wealthy. In order to rescue its reputation, the management of the Holiday Hotel resolved to change the situation. They resorted to the local government, but the resistant inhabitants threatened to impose additional requirements on visitors. Management didn't weaken its resolve to plan an unusual rescue. They made a resolution to take holidaymakers to the village in a helicopter, so tourists could at least see the residences from above.
Resource to retail. In response to the energy crisis and to environmental problems, more attention has been given to restraining products and behaviors that are considered hazardous. Both government and non-government organizations make respective efforts to educate and encourage people on how to minimize damage to the environment. Most people have realized that everyone is responsible for preserving the environment, and that it's not just the responsibility of governments. People are now familiar with the practices of putting different types of garbage into different bins respectively. Regulations are made to restrict product packaging, and with these restraints, excessive packaging is not so popular now. In some countries, those whose main business is retailing collect the packaging and restore it to usefulness to avoid pollution and help reuse resources. It may be easier for one who sells goods by retail, and difficult for businesses that sell wholesale rather than retail. A lot of people are responding to environmental concerns, and their responses involve actions that may help to resume the harmony between humans and nature. And if one has worked with Greenpeace, this can look good in a resume. If you listen carefully, the restless sea seems to remind us there's still a lot to do.
Retain to reward. Vivian had always been regarded as a revolutionary in the fashion industry. She led to a revolutionary change in this industry, which helped to generate a steady rise in revenue. Otherwise, the result could have been the reverse. To reward her for her contribution, the Fashion Academy gave her a special honor as a reward. In her acceptance speech, she said she was tired of her present life and wanted to retire to live quietly in a retreat. This is surprising, as she was always determined and cheerful, and had never retreated from difficulties she encountered. but a week ago, she told the press the reverse story. Some people also noticed that her voice was different, and when the videotape was reversed, they found that the woman wasn't Vivian herself. She resembled Vivian very much, but her body language revealed differences. Vivian's assistant, who was asked to prepare the speech for her, said Vivian didn't revise the speech, which was very unusual. The police called to investigate. They compared the videotape of this woman to videotapes of Vivian's speeches retained in her office, and confirmed that they were not the same person. It turned out that the woman was Vivian's twin sister, who was jealous of her sister's fame and wealth, and who had actually killed Vivian. The story revolted the press, and there was a revolt in the fashion industry against radical changes from then on.
Rhythm to rival. Cindy was a very good figure skater, yet a rival competitor, Rebecca, was even better. Cindy knew she couldn't rival Rebecca because her movements were a little rigid, so she decided to get rid of Rebecca. At the risk of being found out, she hired a man to kill Rebecca. One day, a funny-looking woman appeared in the gym. She had a big ribbon in her hair, and her clothes looked ridiculous. Rebecca didn't know that her life was at risk, and was dancing happily to the Roomba rhythm on the ice. The woman suddenly pulled out a rifle from under her jacket and aimed at Rebecca's ribs, but suddenly, she slipped and fell down heavily on the ice. And the gun discharged. The guards heard the gunshot, thought it was a riot, and rushed in. They found the killer, in the disguise of a woman, had landed on a ridge of ice and couldn't move. When the police arrived, they discovered that the killer was a known risk who had rioted in the streets a couple of times before, but who could now no longer run riot. And Cindy, instead of ridding herself of her rival, was now risking her own career because she might have to stay in the prison for a little while.
Roar to rope. A rocket expert made a robot to help him with his research work, but it happened to be very useful in other respects, too. For instance, sometimes it cooked roast beef for the scientist, and when the beef was roasted, it didn't need a glove to reach into the oven for the roast. Besides, it also helped the scientist to write romantic letters to his girlfriend. One day, a thief robbed the house and took it. The scientist was very upset and roared at the policeman because he didn't think it was a big deal. But his roars didn't work, and seeing that he couldn't rope the police in to help him, he went home. He used a pair of roller skates because the price of oil was rocketing, and went down the street to look for his best friend. With the help of an electric rod, he was able to locate where the thief kept it. Then he roped one end of a rope to the roof of the building and one end to himself. He climbed down to the window and looked inside. Yes, there it was.
Rotate to rust. It was a small village. Rural life was peaceful and routine. However, the routine was broken one day. There was rumor that the royal family was coming for a visit, and everyone was very excited about that. The local council had meetings and started to collect red rugs from each house. Veterans dug out their swords, which were rusted, and carefully rubbed off the rust. Men no longer used rude language in the pub and became extremely polite. On the morning of the big day, people were roused from their beds before dawn. They waited and waited, only to find that the route which the queen was supposed to take was some 50 miles away from their village. As time marched on, and as the seasons rotated, people from other villages would continue to rub it in.